The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We can say a very good afternoon to Darren Parkin.
Good afternoon, guys. Nice to be here. Just in the Hawthorn race now with assistant Darren Glass. And Darren, Jayco O'Meara, I guess the final word on that one. I know they were giving him to the last minute.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't quite come up. So we've been pretty conservative with Jager, but unfortunately got a knock to the hip last game and hasn't quite recovered in time. So Daniel Howe will come in for him.
We've seen with a couple of the injuries, your midfield responded really well last week, the youngsters especially. So obviously looking for the same and would have been proud of that response after quarter time last Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. Our midfield's been pretty strong. It's a pretty inexperienced group at this stage, but Howe is a pretty experienced player and we're confident they can get the job done this weekend.
Darren Ian Cohen upstairs with Ben Casanilia, Kent Kingsley and also Heath Buck. Good luck this afternoon. You're talking about Jager O'Meara missing. What sort of hole does that leave for you and how long have you kind of known about that? Has he been trying to manage something? What's the go?
No, so he got a knock last game and then he's been trying to recover and get up and we've given him every opportunity to do so. Unfortunately, he hasn't quite got there and so we've been pretty conservative with it. He probably could have played. But Daniel Howe's been in good form and ready to come back in and he's pretty experienced. And so, again, we've got some challenges through the midfield. We've obviously missing some experience through there, but it's another great opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up and they've been able to do that so far. And so we back them in again.
Darren, are you finding your feet as an AFL assistant coach?
Yes, still finding my feet, mate. So this is year two for me. Made some rookie mistakes last year, but again, just, you know, growing into the role, getting more familiar with it, and Hawthorn's a great club to learn at.
When you say growing into the role, does that mean you have more of a voice or you're more happy to voice your thoughts on certain situations or events? Or how does that development evolve from 1 year to the next?
Well, there's that aspect to it as well, and then you get more trust from Clarko and he tends to empower you more, but there's also the aspect of actually getting to know your players a little better. So I'm much clearer on what each player down in the back line needs to work on, what we as a back line need to improve on. I'm, you know, picking up trends in, you know, from the coach's box easier and quicker. And so it's a pretty complex game, AFL. And so there's aspects that I'm learning and growing in across the whole sort of coaching aspect.
Who's impressed you and surprised you from your group from the start of pre-season through to round four?
Oh, it's a good question. There's not too many surprises because often players get what they deserve in terms of their work rate. You know, if they've had a good summer and worked really hard in the gym, then it tends to play out on the out on the actual field and in terms of performance. So there's not too many surprises. Down back again, we're looking from growth from James Sicily and Blake Hardwick, some of our younger guys down there. Jack Scrimshaw is one who's come in and has been really, really impressive. He's played some really good football for us and we still think he's got plenty of upside. So from a backline perspective, I've been pleased to date. But coaches are never happy, never content. We always want more.
Darren Heathbuck here. Good luck this afternoon. A player that I suppose got under the guard of the opposition this year and is having a really good start to the season is Ricky Henderson. Came across from the Crows and just a really underrated player. Runs really hard, is good in the air and just provides, you know, a really good outlet for you guys over the first three rounds.
Yeah, no, he's been terrific on both sides of the ball. So his defensive action has been really, really good. You know, wingers play that important role in terms of holding balance of the field and, you know, trying to give you some drive offensively, but trying to give you some support defensively as well. And so he's had a really good start. He had a consistent pre-season and he's been in ripping form.
And how's Tom Scully tracking? I know he probably came back before you probably expected. Two games in now, his third game. He started to work into a bit of form late last week. How's his body holding up?
No, really good. So as you'd suspect, pretty sore after the first couple of games, but he's getting more match hardened. He's a very experienced player. You know, he'll be better for the first couple of runs and we'd expect his form to, you know, continue to climb with some dips along the way. But he's a classy guy, you know, classy player and works really hard. And so it's great to have him in the team.
We are talking to former West Coast captain and 270 game player there over at the Eagles, Darren Glass, who's now part of the Hawthorn coaching lineup as well for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Darren, here's Kent Kingsley with a question for you on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Darren. Chad Wingard in last week kicked three goals. What does he add to your group and from coming across to Port?
Well, he adds that X factor, doesn't he? He's just got that ability. I don't think he's quite worked his way into the game and then suddenly bobs up and kicks some crucial goals. So he's got that ability to make something from nothing, which I think you need in your forward line from time to time. I think, you know, over time, you have the ability to perhaps support our midfield at different points in time as well. I don't think he's quite ready to do that yet, but he is a classy player. He doesn't need much of the ball to impact the game. So I thought his defensive pressure as well last week was outstanding, which is which is what we expect from all our forwards.
Darren, you were a bloody good player, basically, is how we could describe you.
I couldn't play football. I just made it really hard for other people.
You did a good job of doing that.
You've mastered that event. But how does Darren Glass, the player, translate to Darren Glass, the coach? Do you find it the way you play compared to your coaching style?
It's hard not to mould players into, you know, to put yourself into that role a little bit. You know, you've got to sort of coach to what you're passionate about and what your strengths are. But, you know, playing and coaching are two different skill sets, and so it doesn't always translate. And there's a leadership component. There's, you know, you've got to build really strong relationships with the players. You've got to be across the whole game. And so I really enjoy the role. They're two different skill sets, but ultimately you do like to imprint your own personality and your own views on the group, and so, you know, I like the boys to be disciplined defenders, defend first, and then we take the game from there.
The one thing that you did really, really well, and we probably see it being a Geelong-based radio station with Matthew Scarlett coaching the defence at Geelong, is your body positioning defensively. Is that something you're really hands-on with your group in terms of getting yourself set as the ball's coming in to be in the best position to defend?
Yeah, so there's that aspect. So that was, you know, my game was built around that, so I can impart some knowledge in that space, but also here at Hawthorn, we tap into other coaches and what they're good at. We've got Grant Virtual, who's, although he's been injured, he's a terrific handball receive player, and so I lean on the other people within the football club to help the back line grow and you know, the areas of expertise that I have, then I push that agenda as well. But by and large, it's a team effort down here at Hawthorn, and so I'm pretty lucky to have lots of experienced coaches around me and lots of experienced players as well.
And leading that team is Alistair Clarkson, and you've had, 18 months now, even longer, alongside Alistair Clarkson. Tell the listeners something about Clarko. Does he collect stamps? Does he burn ants with magnifying glasses? What does he do?
I think it's come out now. He plays the guitar.
Plays music,
right.
Yeah, he plays the guitar. I think he does that as a way to take his mind off football from time to time. He also has a small property down at Cape Shank, which he likes to get down to and escape to, and he's doing some stuff down there. So he's got incredible drive, incredible energy, but from a coaching perspective, his ability to go high level and then down into the details is something I haven't seen before. So he's got that ability to see both, and he's all class.
And what about you? What do you do when you're not coaching the Hawthorn Footy Club?
I've got three little kids, mate.
So you're at home?
Yeah. They're between 8 and 5, so life's pretty full on.
How has that transition worked and coming across from WA for you?
It's been really good. We've been really fortunate. We've moved into a good neighbourhood where there's about 5 families all in our street, and so the kids roam around and go from house to house, and we've got great neighbours, and, you know, the Hawthorn Football Club is a family club for a reason, so we've been able to build strong connections there, and we've been really fortunate that the kids and the wife have settled in here, and I love the job in the club, and so we've been really fortunate in that space.
Darren, I don't know if you're in new music, but how would you rank Clarkson's guitar playing?
This is a tough question.
He wants to keep his job at Hawthorn,
yeah,
Bucky.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say 8.
8 out of 10?
8 out of 100.
So he's no Eddie Van Halen.
Darren, milestone game for Ben McAvoy. 100 games up for his new club against his old club, obviously. That trade's obviously worked really well. I think Savage might have gone the other way for St Kilda. How have you seen him, and what does he have to do against what is an inexperienced ruck lineup?
Well, ultimately we expect the same thing from him every week, and that's to compete hard in the ruck and then do his follow-up work, and then he's got an ability to move around the ground and take contested marks, so he can go forward for us. He comes back and supports the defence, so the expectations is the same. He's a terrific player. He works incredibly hard, great team player. I've been really impressed with Big Boy once I've got to Hawthorn. I think he can be underappreciated with the work that he does, but his ability to cover the ground as a ruck and take those contested marks is pretty special.
The other thing, of course, is today's game is part of the Silk Miller Cup. Is there anything pre-match that is addressed in regard to Sergeant Gary Silk and Senior Constable Rodney Miller, who were killed in the line of duty? And it's amazing to think 20 years ago now, one supported St Kilda, one supported Hawthorne, and the clubs have certainly been involved in that. And today, actually, the Cup will be presented by Jimmy Miller, who's the son of Senior Constable Rodney Miller, who was only 8 weeks old when his father was gunned down. So has there been a lot of emotion, or is there anything extra pre-match that is attributed to that?
I certainly made aware of and touched on pre-game, and Hawthorn's very proud to be part of the Blue Ribbon Cup, and I think it's the 20th year this year, and so we've been long-term supporters of it. It means a lot to the football club and to the players, and we're hoping that both sides put on a really, really good performance. They can make the families proud and the Victorian police proud.
Darren, loved having you on K-Rock Football. Look forward to talking to you again as the Hawks progress through season 2019. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Glass downstairs for Prestige Jayco, our match interview pre-match, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Brand new and used Jayco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, pop-tops and motorhomes, you name it, they have got it. Ballerine Highway in Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.